Burnaby Council has approved allowing alcohol in select public parks this summer. People can legally drink outside in four of Burnaby's parks from June 23 till October 30. The four parks are Confederation Park, 250 Willingdon Avenue. Central Park, 3883 Imperial Street. Keswick Park, 9452 Cardston CRT. Edmonds Park, 7433 Edmonds Street. One councillor opposed the project, citing concerns laid out by the city's medical health officer, Dr. Lindsay Beauthorpe, of Fraser Health, who recommended council decline the program due to health concerns related to alcohol. Coun. Save Dollywall said the pilot program only came to council last month and there hasn't been much time for staff to engage with the public. I believe we have rushed into it, Dollywall said. You know, we had spoken about it, but, really, I think there hasn't been enough discussion on this matter. I think there is no urgency to this, I think we should go slow. But Coun. Pietro Calandino disagreed. We hear of Vancouver being a boring city, and Burnaby is associated to Vancouver, next door to it, Calandino said. He added, there are several communities that have implemented the responsible drinking in parks, and I haven't heard any negative things about those other communities. Calandino noted he originally raised the idea for the program in 2021. Deputy Parks Director Carmen Gonzalez told council other municipalities with similar programs found busier parks already have safety considerations like more lighting, noting the more people in an area, the more responsible people are likely to be. She said staff met with representatives from Fraser Health and addressed some of the health authorities' concerns. The pilot program lays out some restrictions, including where people can't drink, including within 10 meters of a playground, pool, skate bowl, parking lot or sport court, any artificial turf surface or any trail, pathway, natural parkland or forested areas, within 10 meters of a playing field while in use, drinking will not also be allowed in indoor buildings within the parks. If violations arise, staff recommend a penalty of $200 and a discounted amount of $160 if paid within 15 days. Gonzalez said staff will report to the Parks, Recreation and Culture Commission in July to discuss how to evaluate the program and what its measures of success will be. Council passed the pilot program 7-1. Dollywall opposed.